It's Friday and it's time for Stu's Reviews. Brought to you by Auto Taylor Automotive Repair Specialist, Stu Wright, one of my favorite people in the whole world. Who I like to affectionately call Little Britches. Stu Wright, right here on Pirate Radio.
Stu's Reviews.
Fire Friday, that's right. So you got two cars. What do you got?
This is Chevy pickup, a 2021 Silverado RST, they call it. I guess that means rally sport truck, and it's a crew cab four-wheel drive.
It looks pretty nice. We're going to go take a look at it and come back and tell you folks all about it. Don't go anywhere.
Well, I want a new truck.
Do you want that new payment, too?
No, that's the only... But, man, that's a beautiful truck.
That is... It's a tall.
It's tall. It's big. Tough.
Looks bigger than yours.
You would need some. Yeah.
It looks bigger than your brown job.
Yep.
Yeah. 14.
You need some running boards on that bad boy to get up in and out.
Yeah, Ruthie.
Maybe a little escalator for somebody.
Ruthie.
Yeah. Even how'd you get here?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Ruth.
Oh, shit. Ruth threw you in there.
She put her hands together and grabbed one of my feet.
I was wondering.
And hoisted me up. She complained a little.
Tell us all about it.
Oh, well, I told you it's a 2021, and it's an RST, Rally Sport Truck, I guess that stands for. And that means that the bumper's all red, and tailgate and rear bumper and everything. Instead of chrome, to give it a boss look. Cherry red metallic is that paint. It's a little bit of an extra cost.
And yeah, it's pretty, though.
Yeah, it's a pretty truck. Black leather interior, heated front buckets, soft drop tailgate, got a tonneau cover on there. I don't think that's on that window sticker price. They put it on to protect something. Bose stereo in there, comes with that RST package. This is a diesel. 3 liter, 6-cylinder inline with 277 horsepower.
What's a diesel running now, a gallon? Do you guys know?
It's right at 305 or something.
Yeah, I would say it's I think less, it's like 30 cents or so more.
In gas, 275, 280.
How big is that tank?
24. So you can get 26 on a road since it's a little diesel, so you can get 600 miles
on a
tank of gas.
Is there a knob on there we can just run a one cylinder to save gas money?
Just when you're puddling around town?
Well, 26 on a road is pretty good for a pickup truck.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
And a lot of torque, 460 foot-pounds of torque. It's, I told you, a six-cylinder. 20-inch wheels on there. It's got a Z71 package, which is kind of a... That might be why it's a little higher. Special shocks and suspension and skid plates underneath and twin pipes out the back.
Man, it's beautiful.
And it's got some goodies like lane change alert and blind spot monitor. And it's got buckets instead of a bench like a... Most of these pickups have. They've upgraded to leather buckets in this one with a console. Still has a column-mounted shifter. And I give it a thumbs up. It's fun to drive. I had that three-quarter, and I called you about it 6 weeks ago. Rough riding Chevy.
Yeah.
With a gas engine, it burned a lot more fuel than this
stupid
one.
Stupid truck.
What's the price on this thing?
$56,950. Built in Indiana, Roanoke, Indiana.
You're going to be looking just a little over $1,000 a month if you're buying it. Leasing, you're going to be probably in what, in the 700s maybe?
Wow. I thought it'd be $60,000, though. I thought, obviously, they
well,
got their pricing.
Well, I'm surprised with,
and
with it being a diesel and everything it has. I was kind of surprised it was at 57.
Yeah.
That thing could probably haul a big old trailer, huh?
Well, I think the one I had, like I said, 6 weeks ago, 3/4 ton, 6.2 liter engine would be more appropriate and burn a lot more fuel. But
I guess it depends what you're pulling. If you could just put a little camper trailer, it'd be fine.
But a big fifth wheel wouldn't be a good idea, I don't think.
No, probably.
Need
I don't
a 3/4, don't you think?
460 foot pounds of torque in a diesel is probably gonna do pretty decent on that thing.
I think it would.
But having said that, I don't know. I mean,
it runs like a scalded dog. 10-speed automatic in there. Fun to listen to it shifting.
And about $3,000 for the diesel itself?
$2,800 is the upward charge.
So
on
now
the
you're looking
sticker.
At 57. So you're looking at he takes it down to 54,000 without the diesel. But you're probably going to pay for an upgraded V6 or V8 anyway. Not that much, but still.
$1,000 I suppose for a 5300
probably.
V8.
Well, I guess we'll see you tomorrow. What are you bringing tomorrow?
A Lexus RX 450 with the F-Sport package. Silver one.
Can that pull the fifth wheel?
I think it would. Just drill a hole in the roof and mount it on the floor of the back seat.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, Stu.
You've been listening to my friend, Stu Wright. Little Britches, Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialist, located at 1011 16th Street in Greeley. Phone number 353-3401.